picture of all you quick. All right. Welcome. Good to see you. Can you hear me? All right. That's good. That's good. I like that. Save some of that for the quilt presentation. So, welcome to our very first parking lot service. It might be our last. We don't know. The next worship outdoor is going to be June 28th, and we're not going to do it at the park. We're going to just do it on the other side of the building here. You'll be able to park much closer, and the sound and everything will come out the side door. So June 28th at 10 a.m., come on back. You can park around the north and east side of the parking lot way over there, and we'll have a beautiful spot to have a worship on June 28th. We're so happy to have you with us today for this Sunday, June 14th, time of worship on this second Sunday after Pentecost. I know a lot of you have been doing online giving, and that is so appreciated, along with dropping your gifts off at the church. Today, if you so choose to give, there's going to be offering buckets at every exit. So if you want to give that way, that's fine. If not, just drive on by. So welcome today. Today we continue to anchor ourselves in the new reality that our risen Lord Jesus Christ has delivered to us in the forgiveness of our sins and the presence with us on our journey through our life. We open our service today in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I didn't know I was feeling quite this emotional. Seeing all of you, so it's good to say. It's good to see you and actually really see you. Because we don't have anything to hand out to you, we don't have our screens, some verses of more familiar hymns, I think, as we can. We're going to sing the first and last verse of My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. And we're going to close with a first verse and chorus of Great is Thy Faithfulness. So let's sing. Let's lift up our voices to our great God. Thank you. Five.
strength of the weak. Hear our prayers for all who are suffering during this time of turmoil and distress, that whatever their needs, they may look to you in faith, receiving and knowing your help and comfort. Amen.
Deep in there.
that. So let us confess our Christian faith by first acknowledging God's grace as we confess our sins, and then we will recite the Apostles' Creed together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God's promise to us sinners is clear. From the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And let's claim that promise together right now. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors but ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. It is my great joy to proclaim to you that in the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Jesus Christ gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Join me in the summary of our Christian faith as it's worded in the ancient creed. Christians all Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And God's peace be to each and every one of you. Amen. Our first scripture reading for this second Sunday after Pentecost comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, verses 54 through 61. Solomon prayed as the temple was dedicated. When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out toward heaven. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, "Praise be to the Lord who has given rest to the people of Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us nor forsake us. May he turn our hearts to him and walk in obedience to him and keep the commands, decrees, and laws he gave our ancestors. And may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servants and the cause of his people Israel, according to each day's need. So that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord your God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time." The word of the Lord. second reading comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Death through Adam, life through Christ. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, but for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation, the word of the Lord. Let us pray the prayers of the church. O Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet not trod, and through perils still unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For help in the pandemic, we watch, dear Lord, over those who work or watch or weep, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, feed the afflicted. We are ever present help in trouble. Lord, be merciful. We pray for the persecuted church. We pray for the persecuted church. We ask your mercy, O Lord, for your persecuted church, who are falsely accused, wrongly imprisoned, and martyred for the sake of your name. May they gain release, be restored to life, and inspire us by their sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we come before God's word this morning, let us pray. Lord God, we ask that you would help us now as we hear your word. We pray that your word would go forth and accomplish that which it does. Enlarge our heart and faith to trust in you evermore. Amen. Follow the leader. We all played this when we were kids. Some of us may play it with our grandkids or our children. But it's a fun game. Excuse me. It's a game of recognition and imitation, requiring the participants to pay very close attention to the one that's in front. Today's gospel provides us with an opportunity to pay very close attention to our leader and hear his call to imitate him. From Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38, a summary of Jesus' ministry. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and oppressed like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The word of the Lord. What we have in this text is a basic outline of Jesus' ministry. Teaching in their synagogues. Notice the engagement that Jesus operates with. He went. not arguing, but just simply speaking God's truth in God's way. Proclaiming the good news, Jesus' mission. Sometimes it takes repetition. Sometimes it takes modeling, showing, persistence. It takes time and patience to show someone a point and go over it again and again. This is the way we learn. We shouldn't expect anything from others. And notice he went into their synagogues. He did not expect them to come to him. He went into their place and sat down with them and taught them. And he calls us to go in his love and patience to take his truth into the life situation of others, to be incarnational the way he came to us, to God our flesh and walk in our world. So he calls us to do that. Point number two, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Well, in a messed up world where things often aren't right, Jesus focused on the good news of his kingdom. The reality of an eternal view of time. The idea of having peace with God through forgiveness. And the hope of a remade world back to God's original design. Calling people to see their lives lived out against eternity, lived out against God's love and forgiveness for them. This good news, you see, is the hub of our ministry as a church. It's the hub of the ministry wheel. While we must not forget the physical needs of people, we must never forget that we are called to proclaim the gospel. We're called to never forget the kingdom that Jesus brings. No one else is going to do this in our world. It's our primary mission. If we ever lose it, we might as well close the doors of the church. Finally, healing every kind of disease and sickness. As followers of Christ, we cannot ignore the fact that he cares deeply for people's physical needs. This same love and action as this follows. As we speak the good news of the kingdom into people's ears, sometimes we have to help them physically, in reality, to create new ears. We only have to remember that even our own physical suffering can be used by Christ to develop compassion for others and even to create opportunities for us to speak from the Lord's mind to us. Final thoughts. Motivation. You see, Jesus in their true spiritual condition. Notice the text says he saw them as harassed. Forgiven ourselves from from living at the foot of the cross daily, to know that our hope resides in Jesus' blood and righteousness. Live at the foot of the cross and to allow your love to flow from us to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Thank you.
opportunity to be able to gather today and worship freely your name and your work. Lord, we pray for all of those who are on the front line of the pandemic. We pray for our government officials as you ask us to pray. Give them wisdom as we chart our way through this pandemic. Lord, we pray for our medical staff. Just express some thanks to all the people that made this happen today. First of all, thanks to Jerry Peterson for the use of your trailer. It was really good. Thanks to the Grace Council for taking charge of the parking lot. Thanks to the worship team here, Amy and Dacia. And thanks especially to John Ripley and Phil Johnson for making all the sound and doing all the magic to make this happen. So let's just show some appreciation. Honk your horns or clap your hands. So thanks, everybody. Well, as we leave today, you can exit out of the different locations. As I said earlier, if you've been giving online or dropping money off, don't feel obligated to give, but if you can buckets and some really friendly people say goodbye and have a nice day to you. I'm going to be over here. If you want to swing by and talk to me, I'll be available. So receive the Lord's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace and serve our awesome God. Thanks be to God.